Stock market was interesting on Wednesday. I mean, normally it's the dog days of summer. Nothing's going on. Same was true with Tuesday. But all of a sudden, it's obsessed with trade and tariffs. Tuesday, big spike because a deal was, an accord was reached with the Mexicans. Then all of a sudden, the next thing we know, the Canadian trade negotiator is flying back from a vacation in Europe, and now the Canadians are talking again. So how important is this to us, and Canada for that matter? One man who knows is a man who's got his finger all over Canada, the CEO of Hill & Knowlton Strategies in Canada. They've got offices in 9 different areas. Goldie Hyder joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So your job is you hold the head and you counsel energy companies and health companies and bankers and insurance companies. So what are they all talking about with trade and tariffs? How important is it?
Well, you know what business loves, right? And your listeners are smart enough to know this. But business likes certainty. And it's been a period of tremendous uncertainty over the last little while here. And here we are, what appears to be, you know, the two-minute warning on the trade deal here. Look, we could have a deal by the time people are listening to this. We could have a time. We could have a deal by the, you know, before the start of the Labor Day long weekend. So we'll see. I'm personally right now cautiously optimistic. I think Canadian business is cautiously optimistic. They've been obviously nervous with this journey. It's been disruptive, to say the least. It probably should never have happened, but here we are. And now it's a question of, you know, can we get a deal that is lasting, even if it requires some kind of a review? I understand the Mexicans agreed on a sunset probably 6 years out, and then the next one might be 16 years later or something to that effect. Great, because as I just said, business likes certainty.
Well, and we're not opposed to kicking the can down the road, believe me. Nobody does it better than America.
It's been very good for you.
But tell me about, this accord is important to us, and U.S. business likes certainty too. But by and large, this is more important to Canada than it is to the U.S., isn't it?
Well, I think it's hard to say. I mean, obviously, when you're looking at relativity in terms of size and scale, I mean, this is a larger part of our economy from a trade perspective than it would be yours. It's estimated it could be up to 20% impact of our economy. Obviously, less so for you given your size and scale in terms of your economy and your population. But you need to look at it a little bit more microscopically than that, right? I mean, 36 states, your number one customer is Canada. You know, I mean, I'm a businessman. It's all about the customer, right? Well, this would be an odd way to treat your number one customer.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say the president is obviously, you know, proven to be a very aggressive negotiator and is trying to get what concessions that he can. Observers of trade policy will tell you that the issues that are on the table today were the exact same issues that were unresolved in 1988. And, you know, here we are 24 years later, we've been able to make it work. And if we can find a breakthrough on some of these issues, great, because I think it is about finding a win-win-win for everybody.
So help me out with the natural resources. So it's mining, I guess, that's impacted, automobile, transportation. Are those the energy, certainly, the major areas?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a lot of the attention has gone to, you know, not an energy issue, but the auto issue. And the second issue, of course, has been the supply management question around dairy and so forth. And those are issues that I think can and will be resolved. Our Prime Minister here has made it quite clear as to what his position is on some of those issues. We also need to acknowledge that, the interdependency that exists on energy, for example, it may or may not get caught up in some of the trade issues, unless you're trying to build a pipeline, in which case steel comes into play.
Sure.
And, you know, the facts are the United States enjoys a trade surplus on steel. That's just the reality. And, you know, I don't know how much more Canada can give on that front. The United States enjoys a surplus in dairy. Over 99% of our trade is done tariff-free. So we're really talking about the very small, you know, sliver, if you will, of the economy. But substantially, in terms of Canada, it is impactful, especially on auto. You know, auto's going back and forth across the border numerous times. I don't even know how it would work if it weren't working in the current system. So there's a sense of be careful what you wish for here as well.
Yeah. 80% of our economy probably is shifted over to the service sector right now, only probably 20% in manufacturing. Have you got the same kind of mix as more of yours reliant upon manufacturing?
Well, I mean, look, obviously one of the things, and, you know, we were talking before we went on air about the advantage of sometimes having a lower dollar, and the lower dollar can be attractive for manufacturing purposes. So I think our manufacturing industry has done what it can to be resilient and fight back in certain areas like auto in particular. We've been very, very strong. But at the same time, you know, just like is happening in your case, more and more products are being made in cheaper markets, with just, in some cases, just as good quality. And so the service sector has had to pick up. The other thing about Canada, of course, is, you know, about 10% of our GDP is natural resource economy based. So, you know, obviously that's a very, very big part of our economy. And diversification is probably the lesson for us in particular about what just took place over the last year and a half or so.
Well, it's got to be better for all of us if this thing is settled. And like I say, yeah, like you say, business loves certainty, and we need that. I will say personally that it's really nice to get a $60 dinner bill, and when you go to pay on your American Express, find it's only $45.
Not fair, I say.
Goldie Hyder, CEO of Hill & Knowlton Strategies in Canada, thank you very much for the time, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, and my very best to you and your listeners
for
Labor Day.
I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.